America Weekend.
Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone. Always some great times that we spend together, and I love having the opportunity to tell you about news you may have missed. News that wasn't, you know, earth-shattering news or breaking news from CNN or anything like that, but news that is interesting nonetheless. So that's my job here at America Weekend, to give you that information. Some old news, meaning 2,500-year-old news. There's an article in Yahoo News that states a 25-year-old burial is suggesting that back then people used cannabis plants. So the grave is one of a few ancient Central Eurasian burials that archaeologists have found to contain cannabis. This grave in particular is located in northwest China, and it provides some information on how people in that region use the plant in rituals. And they found that a remarkable archaeobotanical discovery in its own right, this is the quote, came about after the region's inhabitants decided to build a new cemetery next to this place. And the researchers found, when the construction workers went in, that there was an ancient graveyard in their way. So they brought in the archaeologists, they came to the site and discovered all these terrific artifacts buried in the graves. You know, the typical bows and arrows and some skeletons of animals and things like that. But along the way, along the dig that they did, they found that there were opportunities for use of cannabis. And this was an interesting idea. 13 whole cannabis plants were laid diagonally across the body of the deceased like a shroud, with the roots and lower parts of the plants grouped together and placed below the pelvis. The plants were about 35 inches long and reached underneath the man's chin on the left side of his face as well. So archaeologists are saying the cannabis plants were either used medicinally or ritualistically, but in any way, they were used as a shroud to cover this particular individual that was buried. So that's very interesting coming out of China. And while we're going back in time, scientists are saying, is there a new human species waiting to be discovered? Maybe. Researchers are saying they have come up with an estimation tool to determine the traits we have in common with our early humans. But, and it's consistent to populations of Europe and East Asia. But however, the modern population of Pacific Islanders suggests that there might be another one missing. We might have missed a lineage or a branch of the human tree that has not been discovered yet. So that means this could be a third extinct human species contributing to modern DNA. So I think that's very fascinating. The findings were presented at the American Society of Human Genetics annual meeting this past month. So very interesting information that we'll have to keep an eye on that. And finally, now bringing us back to the current society, Starbucks. Starbucks, known for their coffee, a little bit of tea, and some sweets, is now offering, in some places, wine. Starbucks says on their page, describing Starbucks Evenings, a place where you can select, a place where select stores, Starbucks stores, will offer wine, beer, and their coffee meets alcohol cocktail, which is the Espresso Cloud IPA. You can also reserve a spot for yourself at Starbucks, which sometimes it's hard to get in there, right? People are there for hours with their laptops and their phones, and they don't budge at all. So it's an interesting concept. This is happening right now in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, selected to be one of the locations to feature the evening menu. But some people are not for it. They think it will change the neighborhood, that it's going to compete with other bars and restaurants in the area. Starbucks is saying maybe it will open up a whole new market and provide services for people who want that end of day glass of wine or beer, a great place for socializing and even business meetings later in the day. So they want to sort of create that happy hour scene at Starbucks. Don't know how you feel about it, but it's an interesting concept nonetheless. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. The onslaught of nasty weather. The first warning, we may have an early winter event. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. No bigger than some dragonflies. Hummingbirds are one of our favorite creatures. Colorado locals like to set up a feeder with sugar water for the nervous little flyers. Rocky Mountain hummingbirds are numerous, except when there's going to be a cold winter. This year we spotted only one on our very first day in the mountains. A Native American once offered the lack of hummingbirds in August signals the onslaught of an early winter. The dude knew his stuff. The last time we didn't see any hummingbirds, it was a wicked cold winter. One hummingbird over a month likely means the first warning we may have an early winter event. American Biker Minute. Passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Imagine yourself being financially free, doing what you want, when you want, where you want, with who you want.
Kerry Siegel retired at 45. He shares 99 money tips in his book, Why Didn't They Teach Me This in School?
One of his secrets is to save half of every pay raise. This is easy, he explains, because you're already used to living on what you make now.
What if you're just scraping by? Then don't split it evenly. Do something you're comfortable with. Just realize that the more you invest, the sooner you'll have the money you need to live the life you want.
So take part of your next raise and enjoy it. Save and invest the rest. It's the painless path to financial freedom. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.